The following programming is sponsored by Carol Captus Holloway. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Well, good Monday afternoon. Welcome to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. We have a great lineup of the show for you today, so I hope that you will stay tuned. We are live right here at the WWDB studios on 860 AM. We are also on the podcast if you go to the WWDB website. We are on Odyssey, and you can always instant message me through Instagram and Facebook. So what makes today a great show? Well, first of all, in the second half of our show, we are going to have audiologist and hearing expert Dr. Divette Swanepoel, who is going to give us the latest news on major changes for people with hearing loss. So that'll be in our medical minutes. But to start our show off, you've all heard of the Love Sack furniture, right? Love Sack. We'll have to play the Love Sack song, even though it's not the same. Well, anyway, I'm just making a joke here. If you have heard of the furniture or seen the commercials for Lovesac, Sean D. Nelson, the founder and CEO of Lovesac, has a podcast and a book. He is the host of Let Me Save You 25 Years, the podcast, and of course, the book. And he will be joining us shortly just to talk about entrepreneurship. Because if any of you have thought about starting your own business or want to start your own business, the journey can be a roller coaster. It can be triumphant with victories. It can also be deflating and extremely humbling as you attack those defeats and all that you have to go through, born from your blood, sweat, and tears and relentless determination that you have to get your business started. Sean Nelson is going to join us to talk about the lessons that you can learn. His book called Let Me Save You 25 Years, Mistakes, Miracles, and Lessons from the Lovesac Story is definitely something that I suggest for anyone. And if you need a quick little holiday present to give somebody, this is a great book to put in their Christmas stocking or one of their 7 days of or 9 days. How many days of presents is it for Hanukkah? And whatever other holidays you celebrate. Sean will walk us through the book and help us understand, first of all, how he got started in the business and how he spent decades overcoming the obstacles and adversities before he found success. And he is definitely somebody that we want to talk to. He has talked to some amazing people out there, some great, notable entrepreneurs themselves, influencers, founders, celebrities, from athletes like Shaun White to Ron Gronkowski to fellow CEOs and business leaders in companies. He was on Forbes magazine. You've seen him on Shark Tank. And he is the chief executive officer of his company and on the board of directors. Of course, he founded Lovesac in 1998, so I can't wait to ask him more about that. And he's very involved in the things that he does within his community, and he definitely gives back. And I truly believe with anybody who does anything, something that you definitely need to do when you are in business or when you are just doing well in life is to give back. So Sean is going to walk us through his book. It's partly a memoir, and it's a part business book, and he will talk about his magnificent and unvarnished account of his entrepreneurial journey spanning a quarter century, which isn't that much, considering I could probably be his mom. But the defeats that he had to deal with, he'll help us paint a vivid and authentic picture of the entrepreneur roller coaster, and it is a roller coaster. I know because I've done it, and it's really difficult for people when you don't know where to go. So having Sean come on and talk to us is really going to be awesome. He launched his first podcast series, Let Me Save You 25 Years, to offer a glimpse into the lessons that he learned during his entrepreneurial journey. And he's going to hopefully offer all of you some advice. If you miss any of this podcast, go back. It'll be up online later. You'll be able to listen to it and hear some words of advice from Sean. And for anyone who aspires to accomplish something big, each of his episodes of his podcast focuses on business lessons featuring in-depth interviews. And like I said, he has a lot of great guests. But if you don't have time, just because you're so busy, you can definitely pick up the book. And I love it because he speaks to a lot of people that I love to listen to in the business world and just in everyday life. So I highly encourage you to listen and learn when we bring Sean on the line. Now, I know my show just started, but I do think it's important that I take a quick commercial break because I do not want to interrupt Sean when he's talking. Well, you know me, I interrupt everybody when I talk. But I think it'll be fun to talk to him and find out more about his book and why he wrote it and how he can help all of us in business. So right here at the top of the hour, I am going to take a quick commercial break just so I can talk to Sean. I think I have him for about a half an hour today because he's making the rounds, talking about all the great things that he does and definitely talking about this motivational book. So let's take a quick commercial break and then I will introduce Sean and can't wait. I have a lot of questions for him. We will be right back.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners, to build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/Philly Siding. That's lpcorp.com/Philly Siding.
Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to WWDBAM.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our streets, our house.
I couldn't resist. I know that's the song Love Shack, but you know, when you talk about the Love Sack, it is a place where everybody can get together. And it's really great. Sean's book is amazing. Let me tell you, if you've ever heard of taking master classes or seminars to learn about entrepreneurship, starting your business, his book will walk you through that journey. I am delighted to have Sean D. Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesack and host of Let Me Save You 25 Years, and now author of Let Me Save You 25 Years. And just so excited to have him on board because you can learn from your mistakes and miracles and lessons that Sean had in his journey. So let's welcome him on board. Good afternoon, Sean.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. I have a million questions for you. We could talk for an hour.
Let's go for at least 100,000.
Okay, it works for me. I'm so happy to share your story with our listeners. I've been doing so much reading on you and I'm still not done. So I want to know how a couch potato becomes a successful entrepreneur.
Oh, you know, well, they say sometimes entrepreneurs are the laziest, right? We don't want to work real jobs. So we're willing to work 24 hours a day around the clock so we can someday get rich and stop working or something like that.
Oh, are you at the point of stop working? I don't think so. I don't think you have a
Never.
Stop button.
Never. But no, the look, I made a big beanbag because I thought it'd be a funny thing to do and people loved it. So I started making more. And had I not done that, I'd probably have to work a real job.
And that was exactly where I wanted to start with you, starting with your love sack. You know, you're not a beanbag.
Right.
Seating. How did you get that idea? Was that just because you kind of were that couch potato person that liked to watch TV?
No, you know, it's the opposite. In fact, the story begins by me having this dumb idea. I'm 10 days out of high school, watching The Price is Right, eating a bowl of Cap'n Crunch. And I got off the couch to drive down to Joann's Fabrics and buy a bunch of vinyl to bring home and cut up into figure eights. And my friend's mom sewed it up, put a zipper in it, I started stuffing it. Took me 3 weeks to fill it with crap. And so I think I'm a person of action, actually. I like doing things. I'm probably too busy, always running around. But, you know, it was just one of these things I did. And thankfully, you know, that leads to the first Seanism in the book, Let Me Save You 25 Years, right? Is just do something. In my case, I made a big beanbag and look where it's gone.
Wow. Wow. So it's starting with that. And then you got into the whole sectional furniture thing and being able to make them adaptable. So what brought that on?
Yeah. So Lovesack was my side hustle in college. We took a big order and built a factory and broke even for a little while. And then were rejected by every furniture company on the planet. So we ended up having to open our own store to keep the factory going. And it worked. It just blew up. It was in a shopping mall in Salt Lake City, Utah. So that kind of led to more stores. And in each one, we had a couch in the corner just to look pretty, kind of give context to the giant love sacks full of foam down in front. But people would ask about this couch, you know, how much is that thing? I like that couch. And we couldn't sell it. It wasn't ours. It was just there to look pretty. But it got us thinking, like, if only we could shrink a couch down, like we shrink the sacks down to 1/8 their original volume for shipping, we'd have an internetable couch.
And so exactly.
We did just that. And then that exploded. Actually, it didn't explode. It took us a decade, honestly, to figure out how to sell legitimate furniture across the hall from Pottery Barn or Crate and Barrel. But by the time we figured it out now, I think we have today the best-selling couch in the United States. Lovesack went public at $100 million 6 years ago. It's now at $700 million in sales, 300 locations, thousands of employees. And I feel very blessed and lucky to be here.
Well, you should be. And I know my nephew has one in his house.
Setup.
Cool. So, well, like, you know, you're making it sound so easy. And you have this one wonderful podcast going on. And it's just not that easy. You're the host of Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast, which is, I've been enjoying listening to you. It's really been a lot of fun, but it just doesn't start like that. A kid out of high school, you have to have pocket change. You're talking about factories. You're talking about manufacturing and people turning you down. Who financed you? How did this start? Did you save? Did you have a job? Let's walk us through your journey.
Yeah. I mean, in those early days where it was my kind of side hustle in college, I was a waiter. I had to keep waiting tables for 3 years to pay my way through school because Lovesack just ate all my money. You know, the van would break, the foam shredder would break, need to buy more fabric. As new businesses go, they don't make any money. They suck all your money. And so I survived as a waiter. I survived on my credit cards. We opened our first factory just on credit cards and an agricultural loan from the U.S. government for farm equipment. Once we needed a big shredder, I used a hay grinder. And, you know, so anything that would loan me money, I sucked up and used, and thankfully eventually paid them back. But we just kept doing the next thing. And eventually that led to a reality TV show where I won $1 million with Richard Branson on Fox Network.
Yes, I told my listeners before you came on air about that. That was amazing.
That was cool.
Talk about that one too.
Well, so, you know, a year after that, find myself in a complete Chapter 11 reorg because we had raised venture capital off that kind of fame. And they wanted to bankrupt the business and shut down bad stores so we could start new with a painful, embarrassing, humiliating experience. And had to keep running a company with a smile through it, you know, if we were going to survive, which I chose to do. And we did survive and we did turn it around. And then it was, you know, from venture capital to private equity, one piece at a time, raising the money we need. We never had big money. You know, they wouldn't give it to us. I couldn't get it. I wasn't talented enough or it wasn't a good enough idea, but we had enough to keep going. and that and built it brick by brick, location by location, to a profitable business that today makes a lot of money and is and will do a lot of really cool things in the future.
So besides your book, I already mentioned your podcast. It says, Let Me Save You 25 Years, Mistakes, Miracles, and Lessons from the Lovesack Story. So let's talk about some of those things, because you, mistakes and miracles, I want to hear about both of those. Let's talk about the mistakes that you made. What mistakes can you help our listeners? They want to know more about what they can do to not follow in your shoes and follow in your shoes at the same time.
Yeah, it's like parents, right? We love them, but we don't want to be just like them. I made a ton of mistakes, and I wrote the book, Let Me Save You 25 Years, very candidly and very transparently, because I feel like there's not enough of that out there. You know, there's so many books that kind of make us feel it was always easy, or, you know, this is very honest, and I'm still in the hustle. I'm still in the grind. I'm still a practitioner, and I'm proud of that. But, you know, the classic mistakes: grow too fast, go out of business. You know, we grew too fast, and it's not about speed. It's about the mistake, the pile of mistakes you'll make when you're just simply going too fast. And it's okay to slow down. I think I went so fast in the beginning because we had something that worked, first location. I was worried that people were going to gobble up the other locations and copy me, when the truth is, you know, I've seen one or two apparel companies out there. I've seen one or two shoe companies out there. There is room for many people to have success and for you to be the best one of whatever it is. If you're willing to, you don't have to be complacent, but be a little bit patient, take things a little slower, do things a little better, hire better, choose better, vet better, sometimes wait for the better location, wait for the better window of growth. And the book is full of mistakes like that, where I just was too impatient. And so it leads to kind of the final Seanism of 25 of 25. There's 25 little stories paired with 25 little lessons. These Seanisms, the first one, just do something, right? I got off the couch and did something. The last one, maintain top ambition with infinite patience. And once you can get there, you're unstoppable. Like my attitude today at you know, going toward $1 billion in sales is, how about I go another 25? And so if we have a down year or two or three, like we are right now after COVID, you know, we're still growing barely, but for us, this is the worst growth we've experienced in many years. So what? When my attitude, I'll go 25 more. Now, if I'm allowed to, if I even, you know, if maybe the company gets bought or sold or who knows what, those great things can happen. But if that's your attitude, then you're untouchable, because you can be patient. You can wait for the market to come back. You can, you know, not run around like a paranoid idiot making bad decisions. And so the book's full of those kinds of lessons and some miracles, you know, along the way too.
And those lessons, as you indicated, are called Seanisms. I was going to ask you about that, but you beat me to the punch on that. Yeah. So I really appreciate that. You started Lovesack with just from what I gather, not just a piece of furniture, as you said, it's family. Your furniture is your family. Can you explain that?
Yeah. I mean, one of the cool things that Lovesack's become, so we started, look, I made a big bean bag. It was fun. People loved it. We always generated good vibes, right? It's this giant orb of foam you sink into called Lovesack. It puts a smile on your face. And that is the soul of the brand, is that vibe that goes beyond foam and fabric. But as we've built a business around it and a brand around it and a retail chain around it, website, all that, we've also built a culture, a company culture around it, this Lovesack family. And that vibe, that's kind of my alter ego. Cause look, I'm like a type A driven, ambitious person. Like Lovesack's like my, you know, weed smoking friend who you just want to hang out with and have a good time. Right. And I was never that guy.
We could be those friends.
Yeah. You know, I was never that guy. So this gives me that opportunity to kind of behave that way. And what's cooler is that as we've observed in the Sack, those attributes, and in the Sactionals, the way that people can live on them and eat pizza on them and cuddle up with their dog without worrying about the hair on them and wash them and change them and grow with them and keep them for decades. That's a truly sustainable solution that not only builds a family of users because they're with us for decades and we keep inventing more ways for them to expand their sactionals and love them and maintain them, which is very different than the mobile phone in your pocket. It's very different than the skinny jeans that are not useful to you anymore. It's a different way of looking at the world. And that ethos didn't exist on day one, and we couldn't have recognized. We call it designed for life. Things that are built to last a lifetime, but can evolve with you as your life change. And that ethos, I'm so proud of, but it would not exist if for the first 20 years, I didn't just survive. And sometimes you just got to survive and wait for the magic to come.
I swear you're looking at my cheat sheet here, because every question I'm getting ready to ask you, you answer before I even get to it. it's outrageous. Let's talk about, let me save you 25 years. What would you say is the biggest lesson you learned in your building your business, writing your book, and then going on to your podcast? If you have more than one, you can share more than one.
Oh, I've got buckets full, but you know, here's one. As we've built out the podcast and had great success, it's been ranked number one in entrepreneurship and top 10 in business in different weeks. Let me save you 25 years. I interview these very successful people. I mean, I've had Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. I've had John Mackey, founder of Whole Foods. I've had, you know, Gronkowski. I've had Hollywood stars. And we talk, and instead of an interview podcast, it's very different. We dive into one Seanism each week and go deep on that one topic. And it leads to other realms, but I'm getting content out of them that's very different than what you'd get in a typical interview because it's focused. And what I've learned and observed, it doesn't matter if you're talking to an entrepreneur or a movie star, people that do big things all learn the same lessons in the end. We learn them the hard way often. And that's the spirit of the podcast and the book. You know, it's not going to save you 25 years, but I think if I had had this kind of information and I was humble enough to actually listen to it and take it in and think about it in my 20s, I think I could have gotten Lovesac where it is today in 12. Honestly, I think that I wasted so much time making so many mistakes when I could have at least circumvented a few of them by listening to others unpack them, making those connections and maybe driving around the pothole instead of just mashing through it.
You know, Sean, a lot of people that are entrepreneurs, and I can include myself in that big vault of people, we get to the point where we push, we, you know, the door gets closed. No. You've invested all your money. You're at the brink, but you don't realize you're at the brink of making the breakthrough. That's when most people give up.
Yeah.
And because they're out of funds, they're out of money, they're out of support, they're out of whatever they need. They've financed their house to the hilt, maxed out their credit cards. And if they just would have stuck with it a couple more months, that breakthrough would have come through. How do you give people the courage to muster through and push through it?
Well, that's why I wrote this book. You know, this book is written for that person who's got some drive, who sees a future. It's a great gift for someone, you know, in that spot in life, because it works on many levels. First of all, the story of Lovesac is wild. Like, I wouldn't have bothered to write it if it wasn't so crazy, you know, from things like hanging out with Branson and winning his TV show to complete, you know, reorg starting over to just all the wild adventures I've had. But when you read it, and it's quick, you could read the whole thing in like 90 minutes. I tried to keep it easy and fun. But when you read it straight through, you can see around the walls that I couldn't see around at the time. I had hit a brick wall and I either had to go through it or around it or over it. But I didn't know what was on the other side. And it was terrifying. And I talk about it, the terror and the regret and the fears and the unknown. But as a reader, you're able to see it resolve rather quickly and you realize that, oh man, couldn't have seen that coming. Well, whatever wall you're running into right now is the same wall. And you can't know what's on the other side. So you can quit at any time, right? I have a whole chapter dedicated to quit or keep going. Mm-hmm. Listen, here's my point of view on that. If you have any shred of instinct that you should keep going, then your default answer is to keep going. Now, there are times to quit, and I've quit, and I share some of the moments where I quit certain things or certain tactics. But if you have that shred of instinct, as entrepreneurs have, they're very instinctual people, then you must keep going, and you will find that there is an outcome on the other side of that wall that you could not have seen in the position that you were in that moment. And so you got to stop worrying about it and just get there through it, around it, or over it.
Now, Sean, during all of that, and I like what you have to say, because I'm one of those people that hit that wall and I'm like, I'm exhausted. And I wish I hadn't, you know, could have, would have, should have. During that time, were you a single person, or was your wife then in the picture, and your wife, Tiffany? Did she support you in your decisions, or had you already built yourself and gotten over those walls and hurdles before you met her? Because sometimes our partners or our spouses can play an integral part of our decision making and pushing forward.
Yeah, great, great question. I met Tiffany, my wife, on like the second year of Lovesac stores. And so the business was off the ground and moving, but was very young still. And we were just in our 20s and still figuring things out. And so I was blessed enough to have had some single years to go through some of the craziest, wildest times at Lovesac. At the same time, there were lots of wild and crazy years to come. So I had a little bit of both. And, you know, number one, I think it's a blessing to start as early as you can. You know, a phrase I repeat in the book, the best time to plant an oak tree is 25 years ago.
Exactly.
The like second best tree. Time, mm-hmm. The second best time is right now. Mm-hmm. This is 25 years before that next, you know, gap. And so, if you have the luxury of starting anything young, and young could be now, mm-hmm. then you do it, because the blessing of compound interest, not literally, but metaphorically speaking, is real. Time is on your side. And thankfully, Tiffany has been an amazing partner. I mean, who could have known? You know, I chose well. I'm grateful to her. And ultimately, you know, there's another Seanism in the book that I expound on: everything else is dust. The truth is, for all the love that I have for Lovesac and our products and how we're going to change the world and the company and everything, I wear this ring on my finger, you know, that represents my family, my kids, and Tiffany. And in the inside, it reads, everything else is dust, including Lovesac, including the cars and the home and the stuff and the whatever.
Right.
It's dust. It's dust if I can't, you know, maintain those relationships. And I try hard, as we all do, to do my best.
So she did support you. She saw your vision, and she really uplifted you to keep you going, it sounds like.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, we're different. I mean, you know, some people, their business partner is their spouse. You know, in my case, Tiffany mostly stayed out of the business, and to this day doesn't really try to get too involved, not because she doesn't support me, but because, you know, when you're building something intense, it's nice to have separation. It's nice to have a break. And so, you know, by the way, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's what's worked for us.
It works, right. You find what works for you and you make it go that way. So I love to hear that you have that supporting partner in your life. And then you have four amazing kids. Are there any more that I don't know about? I have four on my cheat sheet.
I hope there's none that I don't know
about. I meant, is there any on the way?
No. We're done, I think, having kids, but we've got plenty of furry children as well. And you know, we're just really focused on trying to do a good job with the ones we have.
Yeah, Sean, with all the stuff that you have done, I know that you hold multiple patents. Is there another product that we're going to be looking at coming down the road that something that has been near and dear to your heart?
Oh yeah. Endless products coming. Look, like I said, I'll go another 25, and now I've got, you know, a product development team of 20 talented engineers and designers. I mean, you're going to see a lot of stuff from Lovesac. And more importantly, really good stuff that I'm super proud of. Like, you know, we take a long time to develop and launch things, but I think we make the best stuff. And so we're going to get it, you know, we like to say from the mailbox to your backyard fence, that's our territory. And ultimately we will bring solutions in the way that we do to all the things that matter to you. And it's simple. I'll tell you how we're going to do it. They will be things that are built to last a lifetime, mm-hmm. things that are designed to evolve with you as your life changes. And you don't own very many things that can do that.
Right.
And that's why I'm so confident we're going to be successful. And the reason I'll put that out there transparently is because most firms will not, in the end, do what we're doing. It's too hard. It takes too long. It takes too much investment. It's easier just to spew crap out onto Amazon or whatever and make some money. And so I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying this is the business model that we have found our way into. And I'm very proud of it. And I couldn't have known that when I was making big bean bags, surviving.
Right. I agree with that. Now, your podcasts, I have listened to several of them. I find them very informative and quite delightful. I'm always learning something. Of all these fabulous guests that you've had the opportunity to interview, and I now consider you one of my fabulous guests, who was your favorite?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, it's like my children, so many great ones. But I had such an inspiring conversation with Coach Urban Meyer, who I admire a lot. He's just one of the most powerful leaders I've ever been around. You know, you talk about someone who, his attitude is that we will win. We will win every single game. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's lost games. He hasn't lost very many, but right. he's lost games. But his attitude immediately is, again, we will win. And that's infectious and it's useful. And it's a mindset that will cause you to win most of your games if you're willing to adopt it. And I go into all kinds of great conversations with so many guests, you know, from Sean White, the professional snowboarder.
Yeah.
To John Mackey in Whole Foods. We talk a lot about building a conscious business. And, it's just been such a blessing in my life.
I didn't know a lot about you. I knew your furniture. I knew your commercials. I knew my nephew bought one. And when I had this opportunity and started researching you and reading up on you, I'm like, wait a minute, this guy, there's so much more depth to you than I even knew. And just the fact that you do put family first before anything. Where's your company located?
Yeah, we are primarily located in Stamford, Connecticut, is where our head office is. But I lived there for a decade. My kids were all born there. But I live now in Southern Utah, where we have an HQ2. My design team's all here. And many of our employees, most of our corporate employees, work remotely first in kind of a hybrid way. And it's been amazing for us.
Wow. I don't even know where to stop because I want to keep going with your, and I love your stuff. The stuff that you say you should buy less stuff because you can't take it with you anyway. Not that you say that, but you know, quality and me being in the design industry and the home improvement industry and doing all this stuff, I really feel like you have to go with quality no matter what you do, and you have to stand behind it, especially in furniture. So you have my speak when you're talking about that it's meant to last. The book is a short read. Like you said, you can do it in 90 minutes. The podcasts are phenomenal. They're all up on the website. So if you wanted our listeners to take anything from this interview, you know, and I'm beating it over the head again, you know, the mistakes and the triumphant things that you've done. What would be your words of advice to all of our listeners?
I mean, first and foremost, just be easy on yourself. You know, it looks, I go to all these networking events with all these entrepreneurs and billionaires and millionaires, whatever, I don't know. And whenever you chat with them, you hear their story and it sounds so much easier, so much faster, so much better, so much richer than your own. But the truth is, and that's why I wrote the book the way I did, really quite honestly, I think, is underneath, man, it's all ugly. It's difficult. It's twisted. It's messed up. It's hard. It's messy. And that's what's really going on. And so if you ever feel that way, take comfort in the fact that that's the way it really is. And that's the way it's meant to be. And yeah, some people get a little bit lucky or a lot lucky. And the problem is most of the articles are written about those people. And so we read them and think, oh man, I must be doing so many things wrong. But if you read my story, if you look at me from the outside, I'm the CEO of a public company going toward a billion, growing the fastest, and okay, blah, blah, blah. But if you really read my story, you'll understand. Even today, I'm in the thick of it. I'm facing an economy that sucks for my category, worst years ever, mm-hmm. even worse than 2008, 9, 10. And we're still doing okay. And we're doing okay because we run the business on good principles. We manage it well. And it's still messy. It's still hard. And so, you know, take that with you. Give the book to someone who could use it, someone who wants to build something big. This book is for them. And look, I donate all the proceeds to the FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America. I don't make a dime off it. The podcast, totally free, no advertisers. I just think this content needs to be in the world for idiots like me in their 20s who think they know everything, but maybe humbler than me and willing to seek out good information and save themselves a few mistakes by learning from ours.
Don't we all? Sean, just a couple quick questions before I have to let you go too. You did a lot of volunteer work or quite a bit of volunteer work, church service volunteer in Taiwan for 2 years. Did you find that humbling? Did you find that opened up your eyes?
Listen, if I could wish one thing for my own kids before college and everything else, I would wish them to go on a similar mission to what I served for my church. I lived in Taiwan for 2 years, you know, with no one that I knew. I had a stranger as a companion that rotated through, and we worked 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. out on the streets of Taiwan, meeting people, sharing, you know, our beliefs and doing service, painting houses, doing whatever we could do to be useful. I learned Mandarin Chinese. It's been useful my whole life. What a blessing. I mean, you talk about learning how to deal with rejection. It's 2 years of it, 12 hours a day in the sun. And it's fine. And it's fun. And it was a blast. And it was amazing. And I made lifelong friends.
I love that.
Yeah. It's, you know, I can't imagine, I can't think of anything that you could replace it with.
And your Mandarin Chinese is still strong as ever?
It's better than any white person I've ever met. I'm really proud of it.
Yeah. No, I love it because I have a granddaughter who has been studying Japanese and she said, I want to learn more. So, you know, I find it very interesting when I was reading your bio and finding out, you know, the history about you and the things that you've done. Amazing read. The book is amazing. The podcast, delightful. It's definitely something our listeners should tune into. So where can we tell them to find the book and where can they go for more information, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, the book is everywhere. Books are sold. Amazon.com. It's a bestseller on Amazon. You can download the audiobook if you prefer, but the real book has pictures. It's like a coffee table book. It's a very weird book. It's very different than any business book you've ever read. Again, gift it to someone. Gift it to that person who's got some ambition. The podcast, everywhere you download podcasts, Apple Pods, Spotify, it's all free. It's really fun. It's conversational. Check it out. Love your support.
Sean Nelson, I hope our paths cross again, and I hope they cross in person. I'm going to put that out there to the universe. Because I would love to sit down and have a cup of coffee or a beer or something with you and really hash a lot of this, of your growth. So I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Happy to. Thanks for having me.
You take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Philadelphia homeowners. To build for looks and durability, side your home with LP SmartSide Expert Finish Trim and Siding, now available in brushed smooth texture. Available in 16 versatile colors, LP SmartSide Expert Finish products will help you create a gorgeous, longer-lasting dream home. That's the beauty of brushed smooth. Learn more about LP SmartSide Expert Finish products in brushed smooth texture at lpcorp.com/philly-siding. That's lpcorp.com/philly-siding. Our house.
Hi, this is Carol Holloway from Home Improvement Fix and Facts. Listen to me live every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9 right here at WWDB. And if you can't listen live, make sure you go to WWDBAM.com and listen to my podcast. Each week, we will give you great ideas on how to fix your home and some facts on how to put it all together. In the middle of our street, our house.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you? Ooh, Tommy.
I played a little bit of Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me? Because we're going to be talking about hearing aids and what's new. I just wanted to thank Sean so much for coming on the show. What a man of such great integrity and humble in the same two-word category. He's amazing. He really does have the ability to see the big picture, and he's really personable. And when I say it's on my vision board, I will definitely meet up with him one day. I do know in the local area, there is a Lovesac store in King of Prussia, in case anybody wants to check out the furniture. And I've been curious to go there and check it out myself, because I know it's supposed to be extremely good quality. And, you know, you can find Sean's company on the NASDAQ, too. So if you're thinking of doing a little investing. Anyway, getting back to why are we talking about hearing? Well, let's get into our medical minutes. It's that time of the show. It's that time of the day. Okay. Well, September is healthy aging month. Can you believe it? There's something every month for something, for someone, for somewhere, for pretty much every day. But anyway, Healthy Aging Month, it really is to focus on many of our health issues as we're getting older and aging. And some of those major issues for people are hearing loss. And I am so fortunate to have another wonderful person with us today. He is an audiologist and a hearing expert, Dr. Devet Swanepoel, who is with Lexi Hearing to discuss how hearing has changed, hearing health, the FDA rules that make hearing aids so much more accessible. And Dr. Swanepoel is the author and professor at the University of Pretoria in South Africa, and adjunct professorship at the University of Colorado School of Medicine, where he specializes in digital hearing solutions and hearing loss research. And I am super excited to talk to him because he has spent so much time in this industry and just trying to help us. He has published more than 280 peer-reviewed articles, books, and book chapters, and is funded by the NIH, National Institute of Hearing, UK Academy of Medical Sciences, National Research Foundation and Industry, and he is the former president of the International Society of Audiology and editor-in-chief of the International Journal of Audiology. So he is a founder of the digital health company called HearX Group and a social enterprise with a vision of healthy hearing for everyone. So I am so excited to have him join us. I am amazed at how many people lose their hearing, and I am sure that we will be getting the statistics from our wonderful guest. And if you are suffering with any hearing loss, you definitely want to listen to this segment. And I believe we have him on board right now.
Hi, Professor Swanepoel. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And how are things on your side?
We are doing good on our side, but I'll tell you what, hearing is a big thing, especially as we get older. Sitting here my double repeating things I'm saying to my husband and saying, time for us to get our ears checked. It's estimated that 44 million Americans lose hearing. What can we do? What has research shown us would be significant?
Yeah, so hearing loss is much more common than people realize. You know, it's often overlooked, but it's an incredibly important part of our health. So the research has shown us that untreated hearing loss has really significant effects on people's general health, but also life in general. So, for example, untreated hearing loss has been associated with things like increased risks for dementia, physical falls, isolation, and depression. So it's not just the hearing, it's actually other health factors in our lives that are also affected by it. The good news, however, is that there's remarkable new devices available, and over-the-counter hearing aids is now a reality that can really, you know, turn things around.
Okay, so you mentioned something that really surprised me. I get depression, not being able to hear people and, you know, just not living your best life. But how does it cause cognitive decline?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And one of the topics of investigation currently by a number of different research projects. So the exact causative mechanisms are not entirely known yet. But hearing loss is associated with various factors that are linked to cognitive decline, things like social isolation. And people who have hearing loss typically also engage in fewer social events. And it also has an effect on close relationships. And all of those social factors we know also play an important role in cognitive health.
Okay, so I get that. But here's part of the problem. The cost of prescription hearing aids are not covered by basic Medicare. And it's discouraged so many elderly people from getting their hearing checked and buying hearing aids because we really can't afford it. What do you see happening on the horizons there?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think cost of hearing devices has been a major barrier to the uptake of the treatments that we have available. So we're fortunate that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, published rules about 2 years ago that now enable adults who are over the age of 18 to walk into a store and to buy hearing aids over the counter without a prescription. And they can set up these hearing aids from an app on their own smartphones and start using them right away on the same day. And this change by the FDA has already helped a lot of people. And brands like Lexi make hearing aids available over the counter to people, adults who have a perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. And the first step for people to really take control of their hearing health is to go and do a free 2-minute online hearing test at lexihearing.com.
So tell me about Lexi's over-the-counter hearing aids. Reasonable price, we can afford them?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the price of the Lexi hearing aids have reduced prescription devices for the same feature set, you know, by 200%. So the devices are low cost but high quality. And you can do a hearing test right through the hearing aids, and that information is then used to fit those devices to your exact personal hearing profile. So the fitting is really very much the same, exactly the same approach as you would get in a clinic. So the self-fitting hearing aids by Lexi Hearing also provide features that are not just there for amplification and helping you hear better in the environments that you love, but it also includes lifestyle additions like streaming. So you can listen to your phone calls over your hearing aids directly, or you can listen to your favorite music through your hearing aids, and it's already amplified according to your needs.
Wow. Now, I have a question for you, and I'm not sure whether to call you professor or doctor, because you own both titles. But, you know, just to give an example, I've gone in for a hearing test, and they're like, oh, you have wax in your ears, deep in your ear. We can't do a proper hearing test. Is that normal? Don't most people have wax in their ears?
Yeah, that's a good point. So wax is a normal part of our ear and hearing health. So we actually need the wax to ensure that the dust particles are moved out of the ear canal. Sometimes there can be excessive wax. So a wax buildup over time that can actually block the ear canal, and that can cause a little bit of a hearing loss. If it blocks, then it becomes an issue. But if there's just wax in your ear and it's not causing any difficulties, then that's not an issue.
Okay, so technically we should see, this is where I have a problem. So if people go for a hearing test and they say, well, we can't do a proper hearing test, on you? Do we go get our ears flushed, or what should we do?
Yeah, so what we recommend is for users, they can now do a free 2-minute online hearing test. So no reason why wax should be a prohibitive factor for you to do the test. So you can do a free 2-minute online hearing test at lexihearing.com. And irrespective of whether you have wax or not, the test will give you a reliable indication of whether you have a hearing loss that could be helped by over-the-counter hearing aids.
Okay, so a lot of people are self-conscious about wearing hearing aids. Are the Lexi hearing aids small enough that we can kind of hide them, especially for men, because most men have short hair?
Yeah, you're right. So stigma has traditionally been a major challenge also to uptake of hearing aids, but the devices today are not the devices of 10 years ago. They're small, slick. They've become lifestyle devices that add, you know, the features I mentioned of streaming. And they sit tightly behind the ear. You can hardly see it. It has a very small little wire that goes into the ear canal. So usually you can't even see the device. But even if you do see them, you know, these days the devices are have consumer brands connected to them. So, for example, the Lexi devices are powered by Bose. So there's all kinds of, you know, changes that have really changed the landscape of stigma. And we really shouldn't be worried about having something on our ears.
Aren't they easy to lose, though? Can't you, like, lose a hearing aid really easy?
Yeah, you're right. So we have to look after these devices. You can lose them. But what we find is that people become so dependent on these hearing aids that as soon as they don't have them in the ear, they know they don't have that hearing aid with them. And so that's a good way for people to really, you know, keep tabs on where their devices are and to ensure that they don't lose them. And Lexi offers insurance for the devices as well. So there's ways to actually protect yourself and the devices.
Oh, that's good information. So we shouldn't be afraid of hearing aids anymore like we've been in the past.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, the beauty of the over-the-counter prescription hearing aids is that you can trial them without any risk to really experience the benefit that these devices can give you in the life that you live where you are.
Okay. Now, so not everybody realizes when they're going through a hearing loss. Well, are there some symptoms or things that we should be aware of?
Yeah, that's another very good point. You know, hearing loss is much more common than people think. So 1 in 3 people over the age of 65 will have hearing loss in the US. So it is important to be aware of the kinds of signs that could indicate that you have a hearing problem. So typical symptoms of hearing loss may include things like experiencing when someone speaks that the speech is muffled, having trouble understanding words, especially in a crowd or a noisy place like a restaurant. Other telltale signs include things like asking others to speak more slowly or clearly or loudly, or to repeat themselves often. And then, of course, needing to turn up the volume of the television or the radio is another sure sign. And then people often start staying clear of social settings, or they're bothered by background noise, or there may even be a ringing in their ears. And all of those are signs of potential hearing loss. And if they sound familiar, we recommend that people take the free 2-minute online hearing test just to be sure and to confirm at lexihearing.com.
Okay. And one quick question. Do some people just wear one hearing aid, or do you really need two?
So that's an important question. So the recommendation is always to wear two. We've got two ears for a reason. So we want to make sure that both of our ears are hearing well. It also helps with localization. So in other words, to understand where sound is coming from, and it assists us to actually understand speech in background noise settings. So yes, it is very important.
So 2 is preferred. Well, this is great information, Professor Swanepoel. Where can we go again for more information for our listeners?
Yeah, so for more information on everything we discussed, go to lexihearing.com. That's lexihearing.com. And we have an exclusive offer for your listeners. If they use the Lex100, that's LEX100 promo code, they get $100 off select products from today, because it's Healthy Aging Month, until October 10th. And remember to take the 2-minute online hearing test at lexihearing.com.
Oh my gosh, this is great information. And we'll repeat the offer and the website. Thank you so much for joining us, and hoping that our listeners are actually listening. Thank you.
Great being with you. Thanks.
And I have to tell you, I did go online and take the hearing test that was offered, and it was really super cool to be able to do the hearing test. You do need some like headphones or something like that to be able to do the hearing test. But I was amazed at how poorly I think I did. So Lexi Hearing, please make sure you check it out. Go online, listen to the podcast again. It was a great podcast with Sean D. Nelson from LoveSack and Dr. Swanepoel here to join us. It's such a hard name to pronounce. So hopefully I am doing it justice. We have a lot coming up in the next couple weeks with a lot of Medicare and health changes going on. So you'll be seeing a lot of those shows. I am almost out of time. Let me get my quick read in for your words of wisdom for the week. From Vince Lombardi, the price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that we will win or lose. We have applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand. With that being said, I want to thank you all for listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. Pay it forward, make it a great week, and you'll see me tomorrow morning on Home Improvement Fix and Facts from 8 to 9 as we talk all about siding your home. Looking forward to seeing you there. Take care.